Hidden Treasures, written and read by Fern Britton. Prologue. Violet Wingham straightened up and allowed herself the pleasure of feeling the warm evening air on her face. This would be her last night at Gull's Cry. During the 77 years she'd lived in Pendragon, tending her garden and her cottage, she had always prided herself on being no bother to anyone. Determined that wasn't about to change now, at the age of 96, Violet had made up her mind to place herself in a nursing home until God took her back to her family. Brushing the damp earth from her fingers, she took one last look at the freshly dug soil. "Goodbye, my darling, for now," she said softly, then returned the spade to the old privy, which doubled as her garden shed, and walked back into her house for the last time. Part 1. Chapter 1. The sound of a tractor bumping over the cattle grid of the farm across the lane rudely awoke Helen. Yesterday, it was the cockerel at the village farm. She wasn't used to hearing such rural sounds. Not yet, anyway. Lying in bed with her eyes still shut, savouring the warmth of her duvet and the soft cashmere blanket on top, a housewarming present from Grey, her ex, Helen felt more comfortable than she had in years. Nothing to get up for, nobody to deal with, and the whole day to herself. She felt her body start to get lighter and was ready to drift off again when the phone rang. What the f... She scrabbled for the receiver. "Hello? Mum, it's me!" It was Chloe, her daughter. "So, how's the new cottage and Cornish life? Got all the yokel men beating a path to your door yet?" "Darling, I've just woken up. What time is it?" 9:45. "Well, that's virtually the middle of the night as far as I'm concerned." "Sorry, Mum, it's just that I've been thinking about you so much. Are you okay?" "Yes, fine."